Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. That's a little Donald Fagen there and his group. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm here with my group. That's you. That includes you folks. Small business owners, we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. And that's her website, too, by the way. And her book is Stepping Stones to Success. We're talking about social media and email and things like that, security primarily. And by the way, speaking of online things, check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you can, if you'll type in Kathy's name in our search engine, you'll see the body of work that she has helped us with. I mean, so many things that we've talked about with regard to these issues that you can still go back and listen to or read and benefit from, even though we might have talked about it a year or so ago. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about security, email security, wireless security. There are things you can do to secure your email if you have control of the servers, like I do. But if you have a Gmail account, you don't have control of those servers. And so if the government wants to go in, or if somebody wants to go in and nose around and gets permission to wander around inside of the Google servers, and they decide to go snooping around in your thing, they can do that, can't they?
Yes, they can. And it's becoming easier, certainly, for the government to do that.
So
a couple of things that they might be able to do is they could encrypt their messages. There's a product out there that'll protect digital secrets from eavesdroppers with an encryption key. So any message stored in their inbox would look like gibberish.
Does that make it harder for people to receive your email?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you're trying to work with customers, that's a little bit of a hindrance, isn't it?
It is indeed. There's also a you can, if you're using Google Talk or instant messaging client, there's an off the record feature, so that might help. People can mask their IP addresses, and Tor is a popular privacy tool for anonymous web browsing. So sometimes, they're just wanting to see where you search. And then there's setting a self-destruct timer. So there's 10-minute mail, which allows users to open a new mail address in only, 10 minutes, or that message will self-destruct, or the address to the message self-destruct.
If you should choose to accept this mission, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right.
Not mission impossible, but email impossible. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, email impossible.
You realize that half of America has no idea what we're just talking about, right?
I know it. That's true. It is a challenge.
The kids have no idea what we're talking about.
And then, they say, well, you can use a designated device, but then, it might look like you're a drug dealer, so you don't want to do
that. Right, right. So wouldn't one way, though, be, and it's not really this hard, folks. Just get your own account. And if you're, and I'm going to tell you something, if you're in business, if you're a business owner with your own website, your own online properties, have your own hosted email somewhere with your own URL as the domain.
That's true.
Kathy, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's really the ones that are most pervasive for them to have access to easily are the ones that are hosted on the large cloud platforms like Google, Gmail, AOL, Yahoo.
Plus, those guys come and go. They have breaches. They have failures.
Yes.
This is just email is just like social media, and you know, Kathy, this is where my heretical tendencies come into play here.
Yep.
I don't like being beholden to those guys. I refuse to be beholden to those guys. If you've got things that matter to you, that really matter to you, don't put those eggs in their baskets.
It's true. You want to protect your business assets and your information as well as you can.
If I had given you my email address. And folks, everybody, you know, you can find my email address. It's easy to find. But you and I are thinking about doing business together, and I'm trying to sell to you maybe, and you're thinking about hiring me. And I said, okay, my email, and you know, I've got a going concern. I got a 20-year-old business. I got a website that's very, you know, effective at whatever.
Yep.
And I said, my email is jim@gmail.com. Would you be impressed with me?
No.
Wouldn't you be a little bit less impressed with me?
I am shocked at how many businesses do that and use that.
It's laziness.
Or even AOL.
Laziness.
I'm just shocked.
Isn't it?
It is. It is.
Or maybe not being informed.
Maybe it is not being informed. That's why they have shows like yours, Jim.
Exactly.
You're telling them.
Look, if you've got ABC Distributors is your .com is your website, then make it jim@abcdistributors.com.
Yep, absolutely.
For one thing, that's your brand getting out there one more time.
That's true. And they are also for mobile as well.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to talk about more of this, folks, with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. We'll be right back.
Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.